Well, what kind of, what are all the different kind of bread that you make?
Well, there's seconds, there's the real flour, and then there's seconds, and then there's another. There's about three different stages of the wheat, and you can make bread out of all of it.
Well, what kind of bread? I mean, was it, you make yeast bread or biscuits?
Yeah, you
used to
make yeast bread and biscuits. I made some good homemade biscuits last time.
Yeah, did you ever make any salt rising bread or anything like that? Have you ever heard of salt rising bread?
Yes, I've heard of it, but I never have made any.
I don't know. I don't know how you go about it. What about bread made out of meal?
Oh,
I guess it'd be cornmeal, wouldn't it?
That'd be cornmeal.
What have you, other than cornbread, what other kind of bread could you make?
Well, during the war, World War II, we couldn't get no flour, you know, much. Just mm-hmm. so much flour for each family, you know. And we'd make cakes out of cornmeal.
What do you call them? You mean like bakery cake?
Yeah. We'd make cakes and use syrup in place of sugar. Yeah.
Did you ever make any crackling bread?
Oh, Lord, yes.
That's good stuff.
Lord, that's the best eating ever was.
Yeah.
I wish I had a home right now.
What about spoon bread? Have you ever made any of that?
Yeah, I've made spoon bread.
And egg bread?
Yes, egg bread.
What is a corn dodger? Did you ever make a corn dodger or a hoe cake or anything?
Yeah, I made hoe cakes.
How do you make those? Is that?
Well, it's just made about the same as cornbread.
Do you fry it or anything?
Yeah, I just kind of fry it on top of the stove.
What is a large cake of cornbread? Is that called a pone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Called a pone. Now, Mom used to cook them in the ovens on the hearth, you know.
Yeah,
And then, that'd be so good with the buttermilk.
You know, you were talking about the different kinds of flour. I was talking to a man the other day. He was talking about during the Depression over in Marion County. And he used a term I'd never heard. He talked about blue flour. But he said that it wasn't really blue, but that's what in the Depression they called this unbleached flour that you could get.
Uh-huh,
And he said it was kind of a funny gray color.
Yeah, it wasn't real fine. Ours wasn't either that we
He said he didn't care for this stuff that the government gave out during the Depression. He said he better have good cornmeal than that old blue flour, he called it.
Yeah, I know it. I had too.
What about, did you ever make donuts or anything like that?
Oh, yes, I make donuts.
Did you make them with baking powder or with yeast?
No, I usually use a little baking powder in them.
Did you ever use anything, ever make any bread with yeast?
Oh, yes, I made lots of bread with yeast.
Did you just, call it yeast bread or something?
We called it light bread or loaf bread.
Right.
And I had a recipe one time that I made my own starter. Mom starter for loaf bread, and you just take out so much out of it, you know, a cup full or whatever you want it to make the loaves that you want to make, and then add a little more flour and water to it and have it for the next time. Yeah. Just keep it going like that.
Well, I'll be. Well, what about the cakes that you might fry in the morning for breakfast and put butter and syrup on? What would you call those?
Pancakes.
Okay.
And most folks call them pancakes.
Yeah. What about
some call them hot cakes.
I've heard them called. I've never really used anything but pancakes. So.
Well, that's
and
what I
What is it that you pour over them? You can use molasses or maple what?
Maple syrup.
Yeah. A flour comes in most common size is a what?
It comes in 2 pounds and 5 pounds and 10 pounds and 25 pounds.
Okay.
I don't ever buy but just a 5 pound sack and
stuff.
But ain't nobody but me.
Well, it's liable to get.
Ain't nobody but me.
It's liable to get weevily or something, I guess, if you leave it.
I said ain't nobody.
Don't worry about that.